This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Easter is a very special day for many reasons. For me, for a lot of our friends, that's a very special day. And what a great timeline this would be. Easter is our timeline. What a great timeline that would be.
These are state orders. These are executive orders at the state level. What I can tell you is that I'm going to listen to the scientists and the medical doctors and keep the health and safety of the people of Illinois uppermost in my mind.
I can, as the chief executive of this state, if the numbers are still going up and we still have more folks, sadly, who are passing on, the pain may be high in terms of our lifestyle and our economy. I can't relent. We're going to have to stay the course no matter what.
Governor Murphy of New Jersey, before that, Governor Pritzker from Illinois, and the president who's pushing for Easter to be the coming out party from coronavirus. In other words, a big celebration. You can see that he's restless and wants the isolation to end, and boy, don't all of us. But the numbers are very, very grim, I have to tell you. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We're here for you once again. It's been 10 big years plus that we've been doing this show, and I've never, ever seen anything like it. And remember, I was in New York on the air in the middle of 9/11. So at least 163 deaths from coronavirus reported today across the U.S. So that's all the numbers. And now we've got more than 52,000. The hot spot is really New York. And now what's being said is, if you were in New York and then you left New York, so you could have gone for a visit, whatever it might be, then you need to self-quarantine for 14 days. If you went to Florida, if you went to Illinois, if you went to Dallas, Texas, anybody who was there and left, because you're going to multiply and feed those numbers to other people. That is the worry. So they have surging positive tests in the Big Apple. It is the epicenter of the coronavirus. I think Governor Cuomo is not caught off guard. He knew it. That's why he was always so perplexed and upset every time he would talk about hospital beds and ventilators and masks and, you know, all of that. That, you know, they're on the brink. They're not even there yet. I know somebody who was in Manhattan and said it was like a war zone because things are blocked off. The streets, of course, are empty as they should be because people cannot be out socializing. They have to be social distancing. And it's very tough to do in New York. If you've ever been there for a visit, stayed in a hotel, you know what I'm talking about, because you're in tiny spaces in hotels. People who have apartments there, they're not all penthouse apartments. And you get into those elevators and get in those situations and you definitely are not doing that social distancing thing. It's just not possible for that to happen. So we got the days in place, the 15 days. We'll see what kind of a difference it makes, and that's why I think the president keeps pushing that he feels super optimistic. That optimism is definitely fueling what often turns on negative news, and we know it, and that is the stock market, which has tanked brutally. It's like you got on the roller coaster and they won't let you off of it, and you just are feeling sick and dizzy, and you think, oh, I've worked my whole life. I have a 401k. I have a lot of friends in that situation who are in academics, like they're teachers somewhere, and they kill themselves, so to speak, to get to their positions. I mean, that's life, right? But they won't even look at what the numbers are because they know it is ugly, ugly, ugly. Will the stimulus help? Just even news of the stimulus is helping. There is no stimulus yet, but the conversation is, of course, very heavy that this will happen on Wednesday. Lots of negotiating going on around the Hill. Leaders in Congress and the Trump administration have been working for days to pass it as quickly as possible. Roughly a $2 trillion economic stimulus package. It would include direct payments to taxpayers, hundreds of billions of dollars in other measures, and that was the sticking point. What's being paid? What's happening to small business versus big corporations? And what are some of the finer points of who's getting what? I think it does get through, ultimately, whatever this form it looks like. I think you will, some of you anyway, get a check in the mail that will only go so far, but they're talking about mortgage relief, and they're talking about, so boom, for a year, they're talking about relief from car loans and some other things. We'll see what it looks like when the finer points are penned and signed and inked and done. And, you know, there is one sticking point. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has been negotiating the deal, and he agreed to an inspector general and congressional oversight for the $500 billion fund proposed for distressed companies. So it looks like that was taken care of, and I think there is no doubt that, there's no doubt that this is a very complex, and the kind of drafting you're doing for $2 trillion, we've never seen it ever in our history. So I get that. So you can expect an announcement about that, I would think, by Wednesday. We'll be talking about it on our next show. So there you go. Sadly, one of the deaths in Los Angeles, I mean, New York is hit so hard, but one of the deaths in Los Angeles was somebody who was, you know, we were keep looking at 18 and younger and fell into that category. And boy, that is sad to hear that the death of a teenager is awful. And that was from the novel coronavirus, of course. And they characterized the situation as they're trying to figure out what it, you know, this is the first juvenile, and they're kind of trying to come up with what's the alternate explanation, because it doesn't really fit, and that's what the CDC is saying. And it was a teen who came out of Lancaster, California. Just heartbreaking to hear that. And then to my pals listening in the great state of Louisiana, have I had some good times there, and have I made good friends from Louisiana? And probably many of you listening have too. I know in New Orleans, and we have a great affiliate there, and so many of you send me emails constantly coming out of New Orleans and other parishes outside of it. Louisiana, which reported no cases until mid-March, now topped over the 1,000 mark. And they've seen more than 500 new cases since the weekend. And so that's 1,388 cases and 46 deaths. That was by late on Tuesday afternoon. So Governor John Bel Edwards requesting a federal major disaster declaration. And what comes to mind when you think about that and close quarters? Well, the French Quarter. You think of the Mardi Gras parade, and how long ago are we talking? What, 4 weeks? And could it have stemmed from that? And of course, people going to New Orleans, coming into New Orleans, because it's an epicenter of where people come to visit, have fun, and soak up the culture. Wow. So more than 40% of us right now, as this leaves my lips, are at stay-at-home orders in some form, because I think they vary a little bit from place to place. I mean, last week we were just talking about don't eat at bars and restaurants, don't gather with more than 10 people, and now it's stay at home. All right, we have a treat for you, because we need some sunshine on this show. This guy is hot. I mean, he is so talented. Daniel Emmett joins us. Think America's Got Talent. He's a finalist. Just, he is intoxicating. Marie Osmond said, a once-in-a-generation voice. He's truly a star on the rise, so we are lucky to have him coming up next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Accompagnami, ti permettemi, con placer tus deseos, todo en eternidad.
Wow, I just get goosebumps. Daniel Evans, so talented, unbelievable. Think about this. He moves to Vegas from Rochester, New York at 15. He starts singing at 16. Do you know he sings in seven languages? People describe Daniel as a classic crossover singer-songwriter because he sings in different genres. So pop, rock, classical, I love it. And I'm so thrilled to have him on this show. Think America's Got Talent and beyond. Hey, Daniel, thanks for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me tonight, Kate.
So for you, you know, what, well, first of all, what's it like when you, like, you just heard that little clip there and it's being, I'm broadcasting all over the country. What's it like for you to hear that, to hear yourself? I mean, is it kind of surreal a little?
Oh, it's absolutely surreal. It's something that I don't know if you can ever get used to hearing yourself on the radio. I don't think you can ever get used to that. It's awesome.
I love that. So you knew. What was it that made you know inside that, you know what, I have to do this. This was what I was born to do. How'd you know?
You know, I would say there is a feeling that you get when you're on stage that just feels like home. It feels like it's the right place to be, and it feels safe. It feels safe, and it's amazing to connect with people emotionally on stage. There's not a lot of professions that can say that you can forge an emotional bond with hundreds of people within 3 minutes in the length of a song. And you get to take this emotional journey together that the first time I stepped on stage as myself, not as a character in a play, just as me singing, I felt that feeling immediately. And I knew this was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Nice. So tell us about the America's Got Talent, performance. Everybody, I think a lot of people listening know about it, frankly. But let's just say there's a few people that were hiding behind the rocks and they don't know. Tell us what happened there that really, I think, made you even more famous.
Okay. America's Got Talent was a roller coaster for me, for sure. It was an incredible opportunity, and it was full of high points, and it was full of some curveballs as well. So in my first episode, my very first audition in front of the celebrity judges, little old me is going out. I mustered up my courage to sing an original song in Italian in front of Simon Cowell, which is terrifying. And I got out there and I was into my song. I was feeling it. And right in the middle of my number, Simon stops me. Not exactly how you want your first audition to go.
No.
But, see, I didn't know this in the moment, and I wish that I did, because it would have made that the moment a little less painful. But Simon didn't stop me in the middle of my song because he didn't like what I was singing necessarily. He, I guess, had another song in mind that he wanted to hear me sing. I guess he heard something in my voice that he really wanted to hear this other song. And this song was called Passera. And Simon said, okay, I'm going to give you 1 hour. You're going to go off stage and learn it. And then you're going to come back and sing it in front of me and all the people watching at home. And it was the most stressful hour of my entire life. I can guarantee you that. But through sheer determination, adrenaline, and caffeine, I was able to go away and learn this new song in Italian, come back and sing it. And I got a standing ovation from the judges. And it was the best moment of my life.
Ah, love it. So you catapult from there where you end up on tour with Marie Osmond, who is like the nicest person on the planet Earth, right?
Yes, she is. She is a hero of mine, and it's an honor and a joy to get to be alongside her as we've traveled around the country.
What did she tell you about careers or singing? Did she give you any good pieces of advice? I can only imagine.
She has given me so much advice. It is, I don't say this lightly, it is a masterclass every time I get to be around her, whether on stage or behind the scenes. She is just the consummate professional and entertainer. She's amazing. I think the piece of advice that sticks out the most to me that she has passed on, when she and her brothers were young and performing in Las Vegas, they met Elvis from time to time, and Elvis gave them this advice that she has now passed on to me that I'll share with you now. Elvis told Marie that if he could go in his career and do anything over again one more time, it would be to thank each and every fan personally. And as I've been able to tour with Marie, I have seen that she has lived that advice every day, because her fans are the most incredible, most loyal human beings, because she treats them right. She treats them with respect. And she cares about them. And that's something I hope to do for my own fan base as it grows.
Wow, I love that. That is a good piece of advice. Who doesn't want raving fans? And especially in the entertainment industry, because they follow you all the way through. So I'm glad she told you that. You also got to perform the national anthem, like for Major League Baseball, a game there, probably a couple games, NHL, Rock and Roll, Marathon Series, heavyweight boxing. What was that feeling like? Because, you know, then you're talking about a different kind of animal. You're talking about sports crowds, and that could be kind of exciting. Plus, you get to sing the anthem.
Exactly. There is it is my favorite performance, but at the same time, it's the most, difficult, I would say, at the same time, because the anthem is such a sacred song, and the fans in that crowd, that's something that you have to get right. There's no room for error. And when you get to perform a song like that and, you know, sing the praises of our country in front of 20,000 to 50,000 people, and sometimes when it's broadcast around the country as well, that is just an immense moment. There's no better moment than that. And I've been lucky enough to perform for the home opener for the LA Angels. I was actually supposed to do the national anthem for the home opener that was scheduled for next week, and I'm so bummed that it's been postponed, but rightfully so. When we all can gather again together, hopefully we'll get to sing for another game this season for them. It's the national anthem is truly my favorite performances that I, whenever I get to perform them, because it is just an incredible, unforgettable moment.
I love hearing that. So you're in Vegas. Vegas is dark. You were getting ready to do a big show and really pop out there even more, which I'm sure will come back to you. What's it been like for you during this period?
It's been a period of uncertainty, of course, for all of us. We all are. This is new territory. We are living history, and it is watching us. So it's just a very interesting time to be alive. But what is the benefit for, there's not a benefit to being in this situation ever, but what we can do for me, I'm able to take this time to really build my craft, hone, rehearse, make sure that when we come out the other side of this, because we will, then we're ready to hit the ground running, and I'm able to bring this an even greater level of show and performance to the audiences I'll have the honor of being in front of later on this year.
I love it. All right, so I have to ask you like a few goofball questions. What do you do? What kind of goofy things do you do? You're a young guy. Are you like into video games? Do you eat, I don't know, Cocoa Puffs? What do you do?
You know, I wish, you know, now I have time for things like video games, but I wasn't before. I'm pretty much married to music, but I do have my rescue dog, and I love to be out hiking and be out in nature when we can. Right now, of course, is a little more difficult, but I love to cook. That's the other thing. That's honestly what I'm spending 90% of my time doing now, and my waistline is showing it, and that's not good. But I love to cook everything under the sun, from Italian to Mexican, and my cooking skills are improving during this quarantine time. I will say that.
I love that. But I understand. I'm right there with you. I was in getting in good shape doing the hiking thing, too. And, you know, this is what happens to us. Daniel, what a pleasure to have you on the show. And I want everybody to go and definitely friend Daniel. Look him up if you haven't heard of him, which I can't believe. But go to DanielEmmett.com. And we're going to post this all over the place. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight, Kate.
All right. And we'll keep up with you. Thanks. Love it. Like I said, in fact, I'm going to let you hear a little bit more of Daniel as we kind of trail out here. But you heard Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Aerosmith, and that's his most requested song to actually perform since he appeared on AGT. And, boy, just he really does have, I think, an incredible amount of talent, and we've just seen the beginning of him, and obviously Maria Osmond knows that. How about Placido Domingo saying he's the future great entertainer? Woo! So check it out.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress and the White House are working on a $2 trillion economic stimulus plan.
I thought we were on the five-yard line. Right now, we're on the two.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says a deal on the coronavirus stimulus bill is coming into focus. Democrats have been demanding oversight for loans given to large corporations, and the bill includes an inspector general who will do that.
We would like very much, and believe we should have, a congressional oversight board as well.
The plan is to prevent large corporations from using the loans for things like stock buybacks and CEO bonuses. The stimulus bill was encouraging to investors on Wall Street. There was a big rally. Stock indexes were up 8 to 11%. The Dow was up more than 2,100 points. The S&P was up 210, and the NASDAQ composite up 557. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary to open-minded. I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN.
That they haven't quite gotten there yet. They have been working long hours. I'm talking Republicans and Democrats, all of them. The House, the Senate. I want to thank Congress because they are really trying to get there, and I think they will.
All right, it's the stimulus. What's happening with that? The number keeps ticking up, and then so do some of the complicated procedures around it. But it does look like it's going to happen probably on Wednesday. The White House feels confident. You heard the president there. It's $2 trillion. And this is a free fall that we're in. So how do you stop the free fall? You've got to pump the money in. It's paper, after all. Kate Delaney. Wow, it was really fun in our last segment to talk to Daniel, who will crush it when we get out of this. But I feel him when he talks about cooking and gaining weight. Like goldfish, they are banned from my house. If you have a handful or two of goldfish, it's okay. But if you start getting a little nervous, a little anxious energy, you're just tired of being quarantined, boy, those goldfish disappear like that. Having the same problem? Although it's a good problem to have when we see and look at what other fellow Americans are going through. And boy, oh boy, it scares me when you think about it. 420,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 18,000 people have been killed so far. That's across the world. And then you look at Americans, and there was so much conversation about older Americans, so much so that what grocery stores started to do is they have an hour for older people to shop, which, thank goodness, they're doing a couple hours usually in the morning or some other time, and nobody else is allowed in the store. I like that, but you still worry about grocery stores. I mean, in this pandemic, how safe is it? And how safe is it for the workers? They might pay them extra, but is extra any good when you get sick and die or nearly die from a virus? Or maybe you're lucky and it's a little bumpy, but you survive it. I mean, this coronavirus is all over the place. That's why the idea of social distancing is it's tough for a lot of us. Tougher, I think it's probably tough for everyone, that whole 6 feet apart thing. There's signs going up all over the place. They're talking about really cracking down on it. You get fines, etc. And the governor of New York is saying, and Andrew Cuomo, that we're going to crack down on people that get it together in groups. And if you disobey the public health guidance, you're going to be fined for that. The subways are finally starting to empty there, and so much of what we knew as life is not life anymore. We have to do things to lift ourselves up and stay positive, but I also believe we have to be grounded in the reality of what's going on, like some of the crazy hoarding that's happening. And you go to the store, and I feel like I did have to go to the store. I had no choice. I went to the store, tried to do it in an off hour. I was respectful of everyone around me. But it's kind of like, it's like you missed a party. It is like you missed a party. Like, I'm so sorry. We had a party and we got the cheap beer that's left, and it's been out. It's maybe a little flat and it's laying there on those tables in the back. So you can tell what people don't like. Like, for example, you go into the frozen food section, and if you like cauliflower pizza, you are in luck. Because I'm telling you, wherever you're listening to me, I guarantee there's going to be some cauliflower pizza probably hanging around. Because you see it. So, very strange, strange days that we're in. All right, the market watch, I got to tell you this. It was good today because, of course, the stimulus, talking about it, all of that lifts what happens on Wall Street. Because on Wall Street, it rocks by negative news and positive news. So the Dow was up over 11%. The S&P up over 9%. The NASDAQ up over 8%. And for anyone who has any money in the stock market, and people always say, oh, the stock market. No. People with 401ks, you're happy about that. And then people who have retired and, frankly, have some of their money in stock that they worked their whole lives, to put into it and try to expand it a little bit more. All right, so more specifics about the virus, medical equipment. I mean, there's one of your burning themes. The scramble for masks and gowns and ventilators is up, especially when any place that's a hot spot. Louisiana's going to fall into that. Obviously, New York is. The N95 masks, they're out of stock. Hospitals are requesting donations of masks and gloves from construction companies still, nail salons, tattoo parlors, all those places where they have them. And they're still begging the federal government to use, which I thought initially it sounded like they were doing it, but they didn't, to use a wartime law to bring order and kind of ensure that we get the gear we need for coronavirus. Cuomo is hysterical over the equipment. He says he can't find any. It's not a question of money. He said, we need the federal help now. And most of it, too, he said, they've secured enough gear for healthcare workers to last a few weeks. They know that. But they can't buy the ventilators that they need to keep hospitalized patients breathing at the peak of the crisis. So then you think of this. And I always say it. Look, I mean, part of it is, even if we are human and we reach to our fellow man and woman and children and, you know, that kind of thing, you see it and you want to help. And I see people doing really gracious, amazing things for others, and we try to do the same thing in my household. But here's the bottom line: if it's not affecting you, it's when it affects you. If your spouse, your kid, your best friend, your nephew, I mean, that's when it becomes real. And they're saying that the coronavirus will touch all of us in some way, more than just this, that someone we know will get it, and what will it be like when they get it. So it's the governors who are really crazed and really, really want to see the Defense Production Act happen. So they'd order companies to mass produce medical supplies. That law, by the way, was enacted during the Korean War, and that's exactly what happens. It allows the government to require companies to manufacture certain goods and then pay for them. So governors, hospital leaders, you know, of course they want any companies to step forward to make the masks and ventilators. And they think that the governors do that the voluntary efforts are too scattershot and without any kind of coordination by the federal government, and that's the problem. But so far it's not happening. There is no DPA that has not happened at this point. So I know many of you either are not paying attention to everything, which is good, so you're not constantly being zombieized and overly absorbing media, because that's probably not healthy and not good. But I hope you're paying attention to what's happening in your community, outside of your community, and what's happening in the United States, which is what I say this show is all about. What's happening in your backyard and what's happening in my backyard that we're talking about. And while the fortunate of us are feeling good, we're feeling restless, right? Because it's very strange to have this isolation. Unless that's the kind of personality you have and you prefer that. And there probably are some people that are, you know, like that. How about the New York Police Department? I'm just going to kind of scatter shoot myself on some factoids that I uncovered. The New York City Police Department is in a dire situation. You know, they've got, as this keeps growing in the epicenter with all these confirmed cases, 211 of the confirmed cases of the coronavirus are members of the police force. 177 are uniformed officers. That's a lot. 34 are civilian members. And then you've got more than 2,700 that are out sick. So that's about 7.6% of the department's uniformed workforce. And the numbers keep changing, so the numbers, I'm sure, will go up. But it's, again, it's over 15,000, getting closer to 16,000. 192 people have died. And it's just going to get worse. If we're going to flatten the curve, that's what happens. You go up, and then that's what you want to see. You want to see it come down, right? That's what we want to see. So it's very sad about the coronavirus and the fact that you have, and it's not, it, look, doesn't discriminate. Whether you're wealthy, you're an entertainer, you're whatever race, whatever gender, it doesn't matter. And then I was looking at something, and I thought about this today. I thought about this when I went by the post office, and the U.S. Postal Service could be in jeopardy as the coronavirus spreads, and I wondered that. So you have a couple of congresspeople that said, you know, they need urgent help, or they could shut down as early as June. So then we wouldn't even have postal service. Because based on the briefings and the warnings about the fall off in the mail, they're saying they're not going to survive without help from Congress. So they need a shot in the arm. They were already having problems anyway, and this would make it worse. And that's what you do. You sit down and you start to think of a list of, well, who's affected by this? And you know what the answer is? Everybody is affected by this. Everybody is affected. But it's just a question of how much the pandemic hits you. Now, do you still want to get mail? Are you ordering things that are getting delivered to you that might be non-essentials? You might be waiting for a very long, long time. So the virus, sadly, is spreading. And in fact, it even spread to at least 6 Amazon warehouses, too. All right, we're going to continue along our way. I'll jump the fence and meet you there.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, What the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Bada bing, bada boom. Don't swing nothing on. Bada bing, bada boom. Ton of mail. And here's the thing. You don't have to put a stamp on it, and 24/7 you can send me your thoughts. How do you do that? Go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and poof, like that, you are in. So let's get right to it. This one from Sam. Kate, I remember you talking about New York and 9/11, and wow, to see what's happening to that city again, I have to say it, I am glad you are not there, and I'm glad that so many of my friends don't live in New York. I would be very upset if I had family in the city, because to me, it really does look like a movie. It does. And especially, you know, you see Times Square, you see the iconic areas, and nobody's there. It's just this emptiness, and you know that people are behind apartment doors, but they're in confined areas where I think somehow they would still, there would still be some crossover of there's no 6 feet between them for what that's worth. And I mean, you could look at any iconic city and you'd see something similar. So it's a mad scramble, my friend. And having been there when 9/11 happened, it was the same thing. And it was the same thing in a different way. So in other words, you're going along, everybody's going, doing their thing, oh, you're making plans, da da da, you're gonna go to the Yankees game, go to the Mets game, gonna go do this, gonna do whatever, gonna be on the air, and then all of a sudden, boom, blindsided. And we didn't know at first, remember, even if it was only for a few minutes, what was really happening in 9/11. And same thing here with the virus, but in a scarier way. because we had an enemy that we were going after, and we had that anger. We wanted to get justice for the people, souls, the 3,000 souls that were murdered by the terrorists. And in this case, we're getting murdered by a virus, and we're fighting a war that we're not equipped to fight, really, because we have an open country, and we have 300 million people. That's the beauty of the United States. And we have freedom. That's the beauty of the United States, right? So with all that freedom, all that space, all these people, how do you get everybody on the same page and constantly reinforce if you don't stay in, if you do things that put you in harm's way, you're also harming other people, and who knows which way it goes, right? I mean, this is what people that get sick are telling you. They're desperate to tell people. So, for example, there was a church in Arkansas where 34 people who went to an event they had came down with the coronavirus. So, and this is a church about 75 miles north of Little Rock, to give you an idea of where. And the pastor at this Arkansas church put out a message and said, "The intensity of the virus has been underestimated by so many, and I continue to ask that each of you take it seriously. An act of wisdom and restraint on your part can be the blessing that preserves the health of someone else." He urged his Facebook followers to stay at home. He said, "We must keep the affected population to as low a number as possible, because our singular act of stubborn independence can have far reaching effects on someone else's life." And that's it. So strangers can have a massive impact on your life. And I've said this already. The number of confirmed cases around the world, over 400,000. Italy reported 743 new deaths on Tuesday. Do you know what the total for dead people is in Italy? 6,820. Oh, 6,820. That's crazy. It's staggering. They can't bury people. People are dying alone. The doctors are in situations that are scary for them. And what about their family? And they want to serve and they want to help. And then they have to make some wicked, horrible choices. I mean, this is, you know, I don't want this whole show to be doom and gloom, but I want you to get a realistic dose of what's happening out there and why you need to stay home. Hashtag stay home. Hashtag we're all in this together, unless you have to be, unless there's a reason you're essential personnel, like you're going to the hospital, then I completely get it. Because when you look at the virus map and you think of people you love or care about, you know, your posse, your buddies you go hunting with, the people that you hook up with, where you went to school, whatever it is. And can you imagine that you don't, I don't care if you only see them once a year, that you won't get to see them anymore. And it could be because of some dumbo that wanted to go out and party and have a little beach volleyball, and then they brush against somebody or they touch something and they don't know they have it. What about the people that are asymptomatic? All right, so in Florida, for example, I have a lot of family there. They have 1,400 cases. 1,467, I'll be exact, because I think that number keeps changing. 23 deaths. In New York now, because the number keeps changing, so since I've been on the air, the odometer has moved. 26,374 confirmed cases, 271 deaths. Mm-hmm. California, 2,539 confirmed cases, 51 deaths. And I have a lot of good friends that live in California. We're going to have one of them join us on the show. I think our next show, she'll jump on, and she's told me what it's like, and she does not paint a pretty picture. In the great state of Texas, 986 confirmed cases, 12 deaths. And, you know, these numbers keep changing. They keep changing almost overnight. And, of course, in more Spartan areas like North Dakota, 36 confirmed cases, no deaths. In South Dakota, 30 confirmed cases, one death, like that kind of stuff. Nebraska, oh, I used to live in Nebraska, people, just wonderful people, 70 confirmed cases, no deaths. So you get the idea. When you're in a more isolated area, perhaps there's a better chance, but a more populous area, it's a little bit different. And I think the thing that also has really shook a lot of people up is the fact that we're seeing it, as somebody explained to me today, and really sit up and pay attention to this for a second. I got this on Good Word from a virologist that told me, and wouldn't come on the air, but told me that there's two strains. So first, the first coronavirus basically comes from an animal, goes to a human. Now you have another form, another strain, human to human. That's the virus. So think about that. So it's split off, and that's tough, you know, and you're trying to flatten the curve, and how do you flatten it, and how do we weaken this? And we saw the cases shoot up, but we knew we were going to get that exponential curve. I think we did, because we're going to see the doubling of it, and let's do our part, for goodness sake, and we want people to live. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and I might be biased, but I've had the pleasure of living in so many places and visiting so many places, and I love America and Americans, I do. And when our lives collide again, I hope they do, in a much better situation when we're in public versus what we have now. So the stimulus, $2 trillion stimulus deal, hasn't happened yet, but it looks like it should happen on Wednesday. That means that would offer you perhaps some breaks and what you need if you're struggling because you're not working, you're losing your job, or you're working from home, but some of the business has been cut out. Everybody has, of course, a very different situation depending on what they do for a living and what their companies have chosen to do, which, by the way, of course, that changes too day by day because the the virus changes and the effects of the virus change. So the big question is, and you can always give us suggestions, and I will pass them on to the listeners, but what are you watching? There's more tube watching than ever. So, because of social distancing, so you have people that are going back old school and watching like Mad Men or watching Sex in the City, or maybe you're watching something new that's on Netflix. Maybe you're just watching the regular tube. My husband says, I'll just tell you, this is what he says. Manchur says, as long as we don't have to watch Lifetime, he calls that angry television for angry women. Ooh! Thanks for listening, everybody. Mahalo.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.